Part 1. Petition: Regeneration of the Sacred Banyan and Sycamore Trees. White Firelight Beans and the I Am Presence, Saint Germain, 21st November, 2023. Invocation. Radiant I Am Presence, we call forth the light of your perfect joy, equilibrium, harmony, peace, and love into our hearts and minds this day. Shine the light of your divine wisdom and understanding to reveal to us all the patterns, beliefs, ingrained habits, and lower thought forms that create imbalances which are not of your highest truth, light, love, and infinite realm of possibility. Strengthen our mental focus, anchoring it in the divine intelligence centers located in our higher hearts. Give us the divine understanding to take full command of our thoughts, feelings, and actions so that we consciously choose to steadily walk the highest path for ourselves and those we love and aspire to serve. Make us instantly aware when we stray in thought, word, or deed from the highest patterns of Christ consciousness and its rarefied frequencies that encompass balance, love, neutrality, forgiveness, heightened awareness, and all the 12 complementary virtues of inner discipleship that constitute our holy and perfect design. Saint Germain. Greetings, dear ones. It has been some time since I was given the opportunity to come and share with you all. What is transpiring around you in ways that none of you foresaw this intention to give new life to those who have fallen into the realms of acts against God life before now. Not in this way. The present chaos and turmoil upon the planet are calling out for hope and faith in God in ways that can assist them to overcome the pain and suffering of so many by those who have for millennia try to awaken humanity from their deep sleep of forgetfulness. This condition of, let us call it, vocality, meaning in the use of this terminology herein, relates to racial bias, prejudice, and discrimination to all. Some may say the word woke is a recent addition to the human everyday language, and perhaps it is. Yet I can tell you that racial, ethnic, cultural bias, prejudice, preference, partiality, unfairness, and discrimination has been around the earth ever since the laggard consciousness arrived here 2 million years ago. Woke mania, as it has become now known, has been modernized in the early part of this millennia to become a weaponizational tool to be used to upset the reasonable balances within human society, and thus intentionally enforce a destruction of and active defiling of humanity towards the mindless acceptance of the dark forces' agendas of separation consciousness, particularly between male and female gender, for the disorientation of the truth of their male and female physical bodies and the I Am Presence masculine and feminine virtues, qualities and attributes that animate human bodies. I tell you, this concept of wokeness is the basis of every war ever been fought upon the planet, every religious dispute and conflict, every crime of whatsoever nature, every controlling mechanism employed to suppress human rights, and every political party and authority body who cannot or do not wish to see or embrace equality and unity consciousness. Indeed, to serve the people of God they are supposed to govern on behalf of. Even the artificial intelligence advancements are fundamentally all founded in this woke consciousness. Such differences and disparities of the woke movement has now escalated more fully to embody the human biology through intentional genetic programming and manipulation for the purpose of twisting the bodies, minds, and emotional states of consciousness within families and children who are being deemed to become wrought impressed and controlled to succumb to the complete collapse of societal living and their connection to God life and their human rights. Why am I telling you this when you, Peter, asked for no negative focus for the purpose of your intentions herein? I know your reasoning, and you are correct in the way you have approached this petition and introduction. Yet it needs to be clarified at this stage so no misunderstandings are generated and no omissions are left to chance, so as to ensure this petition to be fully qualified as best it can. Therefore, I need to say that it is impossible to separate that which is positive or negative, either in the polarity of duality definitions. All are related to God unity consciousness, which I spoke of in the True Constitution and the Authority I Am discourses. Divine love is all-encompassing, integral of all levels, states of conscious beings. Fear may be deemed as negative and bad, yet it is still divine love, but at a lower vibrational frequency. The attitude of vocality, then, is also productive and good, for it, in its human condition, has now become a focus of awareness, in its own right, as a part of God's infinite creation, that will assist in the rejuvenation, regeneration, revitalization, and reconstitution of both human and elemental kingdoms by way of awareness. In the positive, then, one that overlights with love and light in unison together for the purpose of awakening the sleeping and the other to dampen and dissolve the dark energy strongholds and misconceived and misperceived controls over humanity en masse. So the use of the father's and mother's mind powers is a wonderful way to broach both sides of the coin without any interaction or any personality platforms, where vocality will most definitely be drawn to the surface if engaged, and thus diminish the divine intention to raise the consciousness of humanity without getting caught up in any woke divisions, in any further racial, religious, cultural, or political debates, or attempts to divide even more into deeper separation, especially the aspects of defiling women, sex in general, and gender identification. Having highlighted this for you all now, I wish to turn my attention to the beauty of man and woman being created in the image of God, the creation of the manifestation by the builders of form, where the two are created from within the monadic God sparks of the divine masculine and divine feminine, the God complements in balance, peace, purity, joy, hope, and eternal life. In my discourse, Part 6, Freedom Alchemy Class, Inception of Light, Joy of the Soul, New Beginnings, Saint Germain, Lord Melchizedek, 7th December 2020. I shared this with you all so as to plant the seed of the very subject matter that is being proposed herein for the Karmic Board to consider for another dispensation for the Ega. I quote, "We continue the expansion of awareness for you to more fully comprehend that which you are presently being given as a more concentrated view of the bigger picture. I have told you in the past that everything here in the Elemental Grace Alliance that you shall need has already been given to you through the discourses. They may have been delivered in an elongated or prolonged way as to narrative presentations and discourses and communiques, but that is because that is what human beings need before they come to grips with the truth. But truly, if all pieces of the puzzle were given to you in any other way from the beginning, how would you have ever coped finding the truth of your divine heritage and thus become the mighty I Am presence servers of today and the future, the now moment? What was the adhesive that kept you upon this grand movement forward? Love, dear hearts, divine, all-powerful, all-pervading, and all-governing love of God. Again, great divine director has told you, ascension comes in small steps, And so in these new times, one can now return along the path least traveled to revisit your small steps and the stops that you made to sit beside the path to read, listen, and study, to look again at what you may have missed at that time. The path that you have chosen through your I Am presence, and once again you will be able to pick up all the pieces of the puzzles, imagined and otherwise, that you may have overlooked upon the first encounter. Again, I say, pay closer attention, dear souls, to what you are about to unearth, as these last couple of discourses are awarded you. However, I remind you, as some of you will be feeling a sense of overwhelm, none of this can be fully brought into physicality until the first Christ counsels come closer into their perfect manifestation here upon the earth. Second, the mastering of the divine alchemical laws that allow for the manifestations and precipitations of God's life from within the perfection of the Immaculate Conception is able to be put into alignment and rightful application. And third, not without the dear God beings, the elementals, devas, and angelic host in total unification and cooperation. Bless you all, dear ones. End of excerpt. Let us just clarify the meaning of precipitation for those who may read this in the future, who may not be aware of such potentials upon earth now. The metaphysical meaning of precipitation, as the term is used herein, means energy through which light essence is drawn directly from the universal mind power, consciously and intentionally, and converted into form, normally instantaneously, outside of time and space. So, for those of you who are paying attention, this event is now before you to come together in a way that none of you have deemed possible to date. Oh, you have thought about it, but you have not really grasped it. The need of your own perfection and the need to remain true to your I Am presence and away from the personality ego of which continues to play its part as a human being you still see in the mirror every time you awaken in the morning. I have told you that you are not human. Your body garment is not what is eternal in its present states of physicality. Something else exists that animates those bodies you think you live in, and that is what I am going to speak of here now. The projection of the monadic sparks into conscious, individualized I Am presences. So, God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. Genesis 1:27. With the first stage of creation thus being completed, the next step was the projection of garments for the God flames which, as we have seen, having been drawn from the universal, the great central sun, were resting temporarily in the bosom of Godmother Vesta for further development. Just as an individual needs and uses garments for the proper function and well-being of his or her physical form, so the God flames, after leaving the protective bosom of their Godmother, needed coverage. For the acquisition of this, they were directed by their godparents, Helios and Vesta, into universal light, there becoming the glorious immortal threefold flame, with a great white being around it. This was the original individualized monadic spark of light garment, man and woman who stood before God, his and her creator in the form of a perfect circle of light. This circle of light was not a compact one-piece single individual, but a couple, a pair, a polarity of each other, a uniting consciousness of the masculine and feminine aspects of this holy union of the divine. A partnership in consort, one half of the circle manifesting the masculine nature of God, while the other half, the feminine nature of God. These are known as divine complements or the I Am presence, merging and conjoining, each one, half representing, as stated, one each of the genders, masculine and the other, feminine. These god flames are directed by the godfather and godmother of the system, Helios and Vesta, into universal light, becoming a glorious immortal threefold flame in unity consciousness. Around it, there is a great white fire being, from which are projected forth as the two divine complements, masculine and feminine, are still in the realm of perfection. These two divine complements, as they dwell in that realm of perfection, have free will, and they can choose to descend through the entire seven spheres where perfection exists, lingering as long as they desire in each of the spheres and assimilate as much of the instruction as they desire. You may think it peculiar, but the two divine complements do not always proceed together through the seven spheres, because through free will, one sometimes will remain a little longer in the first sphere, and perhaps the other move on to the third. It is exactly the same as when one of the two divine complements chooses to take incarnational embodiments. Having qualified for you further now as to why I keep telling you that you are not human beings in essence, rather the divine spark or flame of God who live within but not confined by the physical body. Yet at the same time you are each one the divine holy union of the masculine and feminine complements of each other, surrounded by this great white fire being that unites this holy union for you to create that I am presence of perfection with each other, and Godmother Vesta and Godfather Helios of the solar sun as your godparents, and in turn the father's light and mother's love of God Alpha and Omega, your father and mother from the great central sun respectively. The more evolved the personal self, the higher is that one's I am presence in the octave of perfection, and by reason thereof it draws more of the substance, the cosmic white fire light, from the higher levels through the electronic light into the holy Christ selves within the human physical heart. When we speak of life, we speak of what the scientific world calls electronic energy. The I am is a cosmic dispenser of life, and therefore I know the actual reality of that electronic substance. Men and women generally, mostly men, consider life wasted, boring, etc., because they do not understand the very nature of that glorious gift of life from God's heart. From the heart of God, there are sent forth countless billions of little intelligent beings with winged sandals, shining garments, miniature crowns upon their foreheads, all carrying gifts of health, illumination, understanding, beauty, love, light, and full of life. These beings are given into the heart of the mighty I Am presence of every unascended being, and they are what the world terms life. They are eagerly awaiting passage through the world of form as souls of mankind are awaiting incarnation. The presence blesses each one of these miniature beings, we call the electrons, and sends them forth to each human personally in rhythmic pulsation, hoping that they can pass through the channel of the personal incarnated human self as an open door and give their gifts to the universe. From the time they leave the aura of the individualization of the I Am presence or the physical bodies, they are catapulted outwardly from the human heart through the physical mass or the body by the emotions, thoughts, and vibratory action of the physical and etheric bodies, and their journey into the universe is completely disrupted by the disintegrating forces of the uncontrolled conscious or unconscious channel through which they pass. Their little vials are broken and their gifts destroyed, and they pass from the body with practically no animation left in their tiny beings. From the heart of your I Am presence, there flows out a steady stream of electrons into a tiny receptacle within the physical heart, which, as you well know, is called the permanent atom. When the electrons enter this chamber, A magic, mystical activity takes place, and they become a pulsating flame that breathes within itself and pours forth a radiation that is the animating principle of the physical body. This small threefold flame within the heart, when recognized, begins to expand. As this activity takes place, it begins to pour forth shafts of light through the upper part of your body in the same rhythmic order. Beloved brothers and sisters, through this clarity of explanation, you can now determine for yourselves how you, individually or as a group, disperse these tiny God beings from your heart. Either the sending of them within their perfection and beauty to assist other beloved beings, or to send forward broken little beings who will die soon after, as their life force having been depleted by all misaligned thoughts, words, feelings, and actions against life itself. I want you all who are reading this to consider your positions with far more clarity in the Father's and Mother's conscious creative mind power, now within you, in an attempt any future activity of precipitating these trees back to their perfection. For unless you're sending forth elemental electrons in the fullness of God's love and light from within you, that is, new life, Christed life, into and through your invocations, the results will only create further losses of these tiny love beings of God's radiant heart. What I have attempted to do for you, dear hearts, something that perhaps you have not yet been aware of, enough at least to help you take charge with much more fervent love and action towards yourself first. Know yourself first is the first principle of knowing your I Am presence. Is this that turning point that all are waiting for? Only you can now determine that for yourself. The success of this petition, if granted, will either be a mighty victory, or millions, maybe billions of tiny electrons may be diminished of life force from your well-intentioned efforts. I have given you much to think and feel into before you go any further with this event, regardless of how well-intentioned it may be. You are their guardians, so they can experience a greater life. Treat them like you want to be treated yourself. I invite you to give these God elementals the attention they deserve. You will be glad you did. I am Saint Germain in your service and flood each of you with these mighty little ones who have loved me. Now they come to love you in turn, for you to send forth to love others still. The cosmic law of freedom is based upon these understandings, from whence God life found Christed expressions to expand and evolve dimensions and worlds, universes, and galaxies. And so it is. Benediction. Beloved presence, I am grateful for the miracles of magnificent power and its mastery and manifestations of beauty and perfection. I thank the creation of the cosmic beings for giving the boundless blessings to mankind and the world to use the power of life in all things constructively. May peace and divine love go forth, bringing an end to the turmoil of the world wherever I am. Our radiant circle of light expresses the outpouring love and gratefulness for the strength of the light within and in all, as I am one with the manifestations of beauty and the creation of the great cosmic beings.